Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. That begins on page 696 in the Pew Bible. This is the word of the Lord. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I looked, and behold, a form that had the appearance of a man. Below what appeared to be his waist was fire, and above his waist was something like the appearance of brightness, like gleaming metal. He put out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the gateway of the inner court that faces north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the valley. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes toward the north. And behold, north of the altar gate and the entrance was this image of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel are committing here to drive me far from my sanctuary. But you will see still greater abominations. And he brought me to the entrance of the court. And when I looked, behold, there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig in the wall. So I dug in the wall, and behold, there was an entrance. And he said to me, go in and see the vile abominations that they are committing here. So I went in and saw, and there engraved on the wall all around was every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel. And before them stood 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, with Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, standing among them. Each had his censer in his hand, and the smoke of the cloud of incense went up. Then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each in his room of pictures? For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. He said also to me, you will see still greater abominations that they commit. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? You will see still greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord, and behold, at the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, worshiping the sun toward the east. Then he said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations that they commit here, that they should fill the land with violence and provoke me still further to anger? Behold, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. This is the word of the Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 8, the Lord appears to Ezekiel, and the Spirit lifts Ezekiel up between earth and heaven. And in visions of God, Ezekiel is brought to Jerusalem to behold the abominations of God's people against the Lord. Ezekiel beholds the glory of the God of Israel at the entrance to the temple, at the entrance to the house called by his name. But there he sees an idol. He sees the seat of the image of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy. He sees an idol seated upon a throne. He sees an idol in the house of the Lord, challenging the Lord of the house. but seeing it next to the glory of the Lord. This work of human hands that could not move, next to the Creator of all things, we immediately recognize the utter foolishness of idolatry. And we immediately see how small we are and how small our works are before the glory of the Lord. This idol was called the image of jealousy because it provoked the Lord to jealousy. Not the petty jealousy of envy or resentment, as in being jealous of another's good, but the righteous jealousy of love, as in being jealous for another's good. The image of jealousy provokes the Lord to jealousy, because the Lord is jealous for his glory. For there is no greater good than his glory. The image of jealousy provokes the Lord to jealousy, because the Lord is jealous for his people. For their greatest good is found in the enjoyment of his glory. Your greatest good is to glorify him and to enjoy him. But when you hear that the Lord is jealous for his glory, you ought to tremble. For how often do you fail to glorify him? And how often are you guilty of giving to another the glory that is due to him alone? When you hear that the Lord is jealous for his glory, you ought to tremble with fear. But in the midst of your trembling, in the midst of your fear, you may also take heart. You may take heart when you hear that the Lord is also jealous for you. In Ezekiel chapter 8, we very much see the Lord jealous for his glory. But we also see the Lord jealous for his people. The Lord is jealous for his people as a husband is jealous for his bride. And there is nothing that a husband filled with the righteous jealousy of love will not do for the good of his bride, even when his bride is not good. And in Ezekiel chapter 8, that is how we find her. We do not find her good. We find her as an unfaithful bride, shamelessly filling the house of her Lord with abominations. In verses 5 through 16 of Ezekiel chapter 8, the Lord reveals to Ezekiel those abominations. The abominations being committed in his house. Abominations to drive the Lord from his sanctuary. Which is exactly what will happen in chapter 10. When the glory of the Lord leaves the temple. And the first of the abominations is the one that we have already considered, the image of jealousy. But in verse 6, the Lord says to Ezekiel, you will see still greater abominations. Now we might wonder what could be greater, a greater abomination than the image of jealousy. But that is what the Lord says to Ezekiel, you will see still greater abominations. Now, this is one of the reasons why, in our shorter catechism, question 83, are all transgressions of the law equally heinous? This is one of the reasons why it answers some sins in themselves and by reason of several aggravations are more heinous in the sight of God than others. And that is what we see here in Ezekiel chapter 8. And that is what God says to Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 6. You will see abominations greater than this. You will see abominations more heinous than this. Each abomination that Ezekiel sees is greater than the abomination before it. Each abomination that Ezekiel sees is more heinous than the abomination before it. But before we are able to understand the reason for this, why each abomination is greater than the one before it, we need to consider those abominations each in turn. After being shown the image of jealousy at the entrance of the gate of the inner court, Ezekiel is made to look within the wall of that court. And there, in the darkness of a room within that wall, he sees 70 elders of the house of Israel holding censers of incense, worshiping images of creeping things and loathsome beasts. And that Ezekiel sees 70 elders seems significant. For on the one hand, it suggests to us that the entire nation is corrupt. For when Jacob, named Israel, with his sons, from whom were descended the tribes of Israel, when Jacob with his sons went down into Egypt, they were 70 in number. This was the original congregation of Israel, 70 in number. And Ezekiel sees the corruption of these 70 elders representing the corruption of the whole nation. The whole nation, the corruption of the whole nation is represented in the idolatry of these 70 elders. But even more than this, Ezekiel sees the corruption of the eldership in particular. For these 70 elders of the land represent all the elders of the land. For the elders of the land, when they were first appointed to this office by the Lord, there were 70 in number. When the elders of Israel were appointed to the office of elder, there were 70 that were appointed by the Lord. It was that 70 who, with Moses and Aaron and his sons, saw the Lord on Sinai. These elders who were set apart to be spiritual fathers to the people, to lead the people, to judge the people in wisdom and in righteousness. We see them here bowing down before idols. And so in Ezekiel chapter 8, in the idolatry of these 70 elders, we see represented the corruption of the whole nation, but even more, the corruption of their leaders. And the extent of this corruption is made known to us not only in their idolatry, but in their idols being in the form of unclean animals. It is an utter polluting of God's house in which there was to be no unclean thing. And what we see here should remind us of what happened in the Garden of Eden, that first temple of the Lord on earth, in which an unclean beast, the serpent, entered to defy the Lord. But instead of casting out that unclean thing, Here we see the elders choosing to worship it, to bow before it, saying, "The Lord does not see. The Lord has forsaken the land, and so we will forsake the Lord." But as great as this abomination is, in verse 13, the Lord says to Ezekiel again, "You will see still greater abominations." And from there, he brings Ezekiel to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord, where he finds women sitting and weeping for Tammuz. Now, Tammuz was a Babylonian god, the Babylonian god of vegetation, and his death was represented by the end of summer. And so the Babylonians would mourn his death in the summer. And that is what the women of Israel are here doing. They are mourning for Tammuz in the sixth month, near the end of summer. Israel had its own day of mourning at the end of summer, not in the sixth month. Israel had a day of mourning in the seventh month, on the Day of Atonement, when the people would mourn for their sin. And the high priest would enter into the most holy place with a censer of incense and the blood of sacrifice to make atonement for the sin of the people before the Lord. And we have seen that cloud of incense even in Ezekiel chapter 8, but not in the most holy place before the Lord on the Day of Atonement, but rather in the dark before unclean beasts, as the elders of Israel worship the serpent. The women weeping for Tammuz, they no longer seek the salvation of the Lord. They no longer seek reconciliation with the Lord. They no longer seek fellowship with the Lord, but fellowship with another god. And yet in verse 15, the Lord says to Ezekiel, yet again, that he will see still greater abominations than these. Which brings us to the last of the abominations which Ezekiel sees at the entrance to the temple. The entrance into the sanctuary faced east toward the rising of the sun. This was true not only of the sanctuary of the temple, but also of the sanctuary and the tabernacle. Like the temple, the tabernacle also faced east. Its entrance faced east. And this was true even of the sanctuary in Eden. When Adam and the woman were cast out of the garden, where did the Lord put cherubim? At the entrance to the garden to guard the way to the tree of life. He set the cherubim at the east of the garden. Like the tabernacle and the temple, the sanctuary of Eden also faced east toward the rising of the sun. And so we find these men at the entrance of the sanctuary, at the entrance to God's house. But they are not facing the sanctuary. Instead, they are facing the sun. With their backs to the entrance of the sanctuary, with their backs to the Lord, they worship the sun instead of the one who created the sun. They worship the rising of the sun rather than the one who makes the sun to rise. In worshiping the sun with their faces to the east, we see Israel literally turning their backs to the Lord. And the men's worship of the sun at the entrance to the sanctuary we see so clearly that Israel has rejected its Lord, that Israel is in open rebellion against the Lord. That Israel has polluted his house. That Israel defies him to his face. But as we consider each one of these abominations, there is still a question that remains. Why is it exactly that each one of these abominations is greater than the one before it? What is it about these abominations that makes each one more heinous than the one before it? Why is it that worshiping the sun is a greater abomination than weeping for Tammuz? And why is the women's weeping for Tammuz a greater abomination than the elders' worship of unclean beasts? And why is the worship of unclean beasts a greater abomination than the image of jealousy? And when we look at them side by side, they all seem to us to be equally heinous. But that's exactly the point. We don't find them side by side, do we? We discover each abomination as Ezekiel enters further into the temple. The image of jealousy is in the entrance of the gate into the inner court of the temple. And the unclean beasts are worshipped within the wall of that gate. And the weeping for Tammuz is beyond that gate. And the worship of the sun is at the very entrance into the sanctuary. It is where each abomination takes place that makes it greater than the one before it. For each abomination brings us closer and closer to the sanctuary. Each abomination brings us closer and closer to the dwelling place of the Lord. And so each abomination brings us closer and closer to the Lord himself. This is something that we saw in the book of Leviticus, a book you'd like to forget. Holiness in Leviticus. Holiness is measured by proximity to the Lord. The closer one comes to the Lord, the holier he must be. In Leviticus, the closer one is to the Lord, the holier he is. The closer one is to the Lord, the holier he must be. And so it is here in Ezekiel. The closer one is to the Lord, the greater his sin is. Each abomination is greater than the last, because each abomination is done nearer and nearer to the dwelling place of the Lord. Each abomination is done nearer and nearer to the presence of the Lord. And so in verse 18, the Lord says, having been provoked to anger, that he will act in his wrath. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 18, therefore I will act in my wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. At the end of Ezekiel chapter 8, we clearly see the Lord provoked to jealousy. At the end of chapter 8, we clearly see the Lord jealous for his glory. But do we see the Lord jealous for his people? Perhaps not immediately. But the greater abominations of Ezekiel chapter 8 invite us to consider the greatest abomination of all. As we see in Ezekiel chapter 8, that sins against the Lord are greater as one is nearer to his presence. This invites us to consider the greatest abomination of all, the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth. And why? Because in him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In being near him, you could not be any nearer to the Lord. For he was the Lord. He was the most holy place of the Lord. In him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And in putting him to death, we crucified not only the Son of Man, but the Lord of glory. Truly, it was the greatest abomination of all. And yet it was this very abomination that has brought us salvation. For the wrath of God against our sin was poured out upon him. God did not spare his Son, but gave him up for us all. He did not pity him. And though he cried in his father's ears with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? He did not hear him. It is in the cross that we see the Lord jealous for his glory. And it is in the cross that we see the Lord jealous for his people. For on the cross, the Lord of glory gave himself up for the good of his bride. It is the righteous jealousy of love. Let us tremble for the Lord is jealous for his glory. But let us also give thanks, for the Lord is also jealous for his people. He is jealous for you. Amen. Let us pray.